Okay, we are Daf Kuf Chav Vav in Maseches Chulin. We are in Kuf Chav Hey Mabez. We're in a couple of deep Tumen Tara stuff the past couple of days. And let's start with Kuf Chav Hey Mabez. Umina Timra. About six lines up from the bottom or so. Umina Timra. We're going to relate to two of the topics that have come up the past couple of days. And here's the first one. Umina Timra. How do we know? How do we know what? We just proved that Rabbi Yossi holds tuma tumuna bokas va'ola. Hidden tuma, does that go up or ena bokas? Or does it usually not go up? So we paskin that it does go up. We paskin that if there's not an ohel over tuma, then the tuma shoots all the way straight up. Well, let's say there's a cover to a mace, like a kever, for example. That's the example that we'll see in a few minutes that everybody agrees to. But let's say there's tuma in a house, and on top of the tuma is a blanket, is a box that doesn't have a tefach, a space up until the roof of the box. So that's called tumas tumuna, and that tuma goes straight up because it's not contained. There's no ohel to contain it. Masha'enkein, if it has an OL around it, so then it's not. Let's say there's a mace in a house, and somebody goes on top of the house. They're not tame, because the tumah is contained within the OL. Only tumas tumuna goes straight up. Reb Yossi, the Gemara assume, has the chiddush that even tumas tumuna doesn't go up. Eino bokas, it doesn't go all the way up. The question is, how does he know that? We use that to answer up a different question, which we're not going to get back into now. Uminatim, how do we know this, that Reb Yossi holds tumas tumuna is not bokas? So we know it from the following Mishnah in Maseches Aholos. It's not in the Mishnah, says in Aholos. Tevas ha-migdol, sheyesh ba poseach tefach, ve'en bi'itziyas. Imagine a chest of drawers, something like that. Tevas Migdal has, it's an area inside, and there's an area on the way. It's not exactly a chest of drawers, but it's some type of chest that the inside, the case discussed, has a tefach height. Inside is an ohel, but on the way out. On the way out of the chest of drawers, it gets narrower. So in the derech yitzia, it's not a tefachai. That's the mitzias. Inside the drawers, so once you get in there, then it's a tefachai. But on the way out, it's skinnier. So the issue here is this chest of drawers is going to be inside the house. So the question is tumah going to transfer from in the chest to the house, or to the house to the chest? Two issues we have to keep in mind. Number one is there could be tumah just by the fact that it's in an item in the chest. Number two, the significance of the fact that it's not a tefach on the way out. There is a sugya that comes up at the beginning of Maseches Beitza, and that is the sugya which is going to come up here again called Sof Tuma Latzeis. Sometime we have the halachic ability to foresee where the tuma is going to go to, even though it didn't go there yet. The Mishnah describes, the Gemara in Maseches Beitza quotes it in the first parak, that let's say you have three doorways to a house, and there's a mace inside the house. Are we allowed to foresee under the kalim that are under the doorways? Are they tama yet? So can we choose, can we see which, can we forecast? That's the word. Can we forecast which doorway the mace is going to go out of, and therefore already label those kalim under those doorways as tama or not? Or do we say, no, we have no idea which doorway is going to go out there, so they're all tama. But that's the principle of sof tuma latzeis. The tuma is eventually going to go out. We'll get back to that concept soon, but we'll just keep that in mind. So again, the Mishnah says, what are we trying to prove in this Mishnah? That Reb Yossi holds tumas tumuna, sometimes called tumas ritsusa. Ritsusa means it's crouching down, is not bokas. Meaning Reb Yossi holds that's also contained. You don't even need an ohel. Even less than that is contained. So how do we know this? So we have this case of the migdol, this tevas migdol that has a posech tefach, is itself the height of a tefach, but on its way out, it gets skittier. So, tuma bitoch habayis tame. If there's tuma inside of this box, and then the house is tame. How did it get in there, and the house wasn't tame yet? Let's say a live sheretz went in and then died while it was inside. So the sheretzim aren't metame when they're alive, so it went in there, and then it became tame while it's in there. So the house is tame. Why is the house tame? Because the sheretz is eventually going to get out. So sof tumalatz, it's on its way out. It's going to be in an area that's skinnier than that's shorter than a tefach. So at that point, it's going to shoot up. It's going to be bokas. It's going to be tame the house. That is the, even if it never got into the house itself, even on its way out, because of Sof Tumalatzes. Tumah Babayis, but if you have...
Sof Tumalatzes? But the opening is less than a tefach.
The opening is less than a tefach, so that's going to be the time of the house. Right now, the tum is contained, because the chest is a ohel, is a tefach high. So we're not worried, it's not being matame the house now. But on its way out, and we can already foresee, it's not going to stay in this chest forever, on its way out, it's going to be in an area which is less than a tefach high. So that's tumas betutsa, tumas, and then this, the Tanakhama holds, that is going to go straight up. It's going to go up into the house. And therefore it's going to be matame the house.
The chest you can't take out of the house though.
The chest, we're assuming, yes, cannot be taken out of the house as is. That's what we're assuming. So, says the, that is in terms of the house. Yeah, what's the problem?
But the bias doesn't, it doesn't go, just go straight up. It goes through.
No, it goes through the whole house because the house itself contains
house,
the tumah.
The house,
house like an oval. So once the tumah is in the house, it's everywhere in the house, unless there's a skylight right above. So then maybe there's something to talk about. But we're not talking about that. Okay, that's the first half. Tumah babayis, the opposite case. If there's tumah in the house, so then mashe b'socha tahor. If there's tumah in the house, so then what is in the chest is tahor. We don't assume it goes the opposite way. Why? Midrash derech tumah latzeis v'anderech tumah likanes. Because the derech of tumah goes out, doesn't go in, and therefore you can foresee tumah going from the chest out, but you can't see tumah going from the house in. So that the chest is going to stay tahor. Is this a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Is a machlokas rishonim? Sof tumalatzes. It's a siren Rashi. Rashi in Beitza. Rashi at the beginning of Masech is Beitza on daf yud. Tosva says she gazru chachamim tuma al makom shehu derech yitzias atuma she sof alatzes derech sham. Rashi clearly uses lashonos of d'rabbanan on daf yud and Beitza. The problem is later on in the Masech, the daf lamed ches, Rashi says derech yitziasa halach al moshe misinai. Is it the Rabbanan, is it the Raisa? So all the Achronim pick up on the Stir and Rashi, exactly how do you put these two Rashis together. The other issue brought up by the Rishonim here, Tosfos there in Beis HaDaf Yud asks, how does this topic, especially if it's Daraisa, you could ask this question, how does this topic of Sof Tumalatzes work with the principle of Breira? One of our favorite. Breira, what's the sugya? Breira, as we know, is when there's something that is unclear, in the future it is going to get cleared up. Are we allowed to see the future, the roots of the future already in the past? That's the sugya breira. If Yorshim split something up, inheritance split something up, are we allowed to see right when they get the estate as if each one has their own section yet? Eventually it's going to be split up. Are we allowed to say Huvrar Hadavar Lumafreya once it's split up so we can already see the roots of the future in the past? That's the sugya of breira. So Tosfos asks right here in Beitza, Sof Tumalatzes, what about the sugya of Breira? And therefore we should say, Tema lebeis hillel de islu Breira, hechim ishkachas, kishemes bebayis velo psachim harbi, tekulon tzameim. There the Mishnah says, that's quoted, Mishnah in Allah is quoted in the beginning of Beitza, if you don't know which doorway is going to go out, all the kalim are tame under all the doorways. What about the sugya of Breira? See, sof tome latzeis, so they're all tame? You should say the sugya of Breira, so that we can be mevarer, and then even in the past, don't be mitame anything until it happens, and once it happens, then we can be mitame backwards. So Tosfos has to say, maybe they built a new doorway after the mace was in there, it's come up with Okimta, but that's an important reference to know exactly how this principle of Sof Tumalatzes works with the topic of Breira. Okay, we'll stop there for a minute regarding that topic, and we'll continue. So says the Gemara, that's the Tanakhama Shita. The Tanakhama says, we're not so interested in the Tanakhama, as we'll see, we're interested in Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakhama holds, again, if you have a mace in this chest, so then the house is Tame because of Sof Tumalatzes. If you have a mace in the house, so then you assume it does not go in. For Rabbi Yossi Mitaher. Rabbi Yossi is Mitaher, though. Why? Why is he Mitaher, even if the mace is inside? Because who says that this mace is going to go out and be matami in the house? It's possible for this sheretz, or this, I'm sorry, it should, it can't be a sheretz, because I'm talking about Tumas Ohel. A sheretz is not matami Ohel. Talking about Tumas base of a human body. It's possible that it won't be matami in the house. Why? Maybe you'll burn it inside the chest. Maybe you'll cut it up into such small pieces that it won't be matami. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, fundamentally, this is what Tosfos points out at the bottom. Fundamentally, I agree to the principle of Sof Tumalatzes. But here it's possible that it won't happen. If you know for sure it'll happen, sof tumalat says, then fine. I agree to that, says Rabbi Yossi. But here, there are ways to get the tumma out, not being matami the ohel, and therefore, right, the bottom tosis. Near the mode Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi agrees to this principle. But over there, there in Beit Zadavyeh, the mission that we just quoted, there's no other way out. The hasim b'meis shalem, the ein derech l'sarfol l'natcho pachos b'gazayas. A whole dead body. You're not doing anything to. A little piece, and then it's possible that you'll cut up and burn it. Ask the Chazon Ish, but it's also usur to mutilate even a small piece. There's a mitzvah's kvura, rachmana l'slan, to any little piece of mace. So the Chazon Ish says not everybody knows that halacha. By a mace, nobody's going to do anything with a mace. So therefore, you can assume nothing's going to happen, and you can say suf to malatzes. But when it comes to these little pieces, the Chazon Ish is just as fat on Taharis as he is on Arachayim and Yeridea. That's the Gaulus of the Chazon Ish. 7 volumes, and how do you get 7 if there's only 6 Siddurim? He has 7 because he has a separate one on Yeridea. But his volume on Taharis is just as fat. It's the Gaulus of the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish says there, it's what it says here in our Gemara, Avagav de mitzvahs kfura bakarka, Yeshloma de Ratzaloma de Efsha Shiyase be'isser. Maybe he'll go be'isser because Kfuras may shalem zahire kule alma. Ava kfuras kezayis lav kule alma bikiye lihizar bazeh. Right, not everybody knows about it. So you're right, it's asur. But it could be that this is going to be done, and that's enough to prevent sof tomalatzes. Okay, that's Tosfos Sa'ara on the Gemara. Back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah has a machlokas. Whether we say that if there's a mace inside, if it's going to be bitami on the way out. Viktani Seifa, 3 lines from the bottom, and the Seifa says of that Mishnah, Hemi de Pesach upes chalachutz. What if you put this chest of drawers in the doorway itself? It's in the doorway, and the door of the chest of drawers is on the outside. So now if it goes out, it's not going to be in the house. So then, the Tanakhama agrees. Tuma b'socha habayis star. Even if there's tuma inside of it, the house is tar. Because on its way out, it'll never be metame the mace, metame the house. Tuma b'bayis lash b'socha tar. It's tar no matter what. In that case, if the chest of drawers is on the doorway, and even in that case, or let's say on that, let's say v'tani alai, we have a brisa relating to the Mishnah that comments on the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi is metayer. What case is Rabbi Yossi talking about? Rabbi Yossi argues this Torah. So, what case is Rabbi Yossi going on? Ilema aseifa. Is he going on the seifa where the chest of drawers is in the doorway? Tanakama nami tu hurika matire. The Tanakama says that's the seifa. The Tanakama also agrees to in both those cases. So Rabbi Yossi can't be commenting on that case. Ella, he must be going on the Reisha. What's the Reisha? Where the chest of drawers is in the house. Dikamar Tanakama Tuma Bisocha Habayis Tame. Where there's Tuma in the house itself, then the house is Tame in that case. So Rabbi Yossi is commenting on that. So Imishum, why did the Tanakama say Tame in that case? Imishum the Derech Tumalatzis, either because it's the Derech of the Tuma to go out, the Imishum the Tumas Tumuna Bokas, or if it hadn't been a tefach high, the Tanakama would also say the tumma goes straight up because it doesn't hold in the tumma. That's what the Tanakama holds. The Gemara explicates what the Tanakama shita is. Why is there tumma here? Either on its way out, and when it's mamish out of the doorway, it's going to be tami the ol, or even while it's in the way out. It's not a tefach anymore, so it's going to be time in the house. Rabbi Yossi argues on both of those. The kamer le Rabbi Yossi, the kamer derech to malat says that's which you said that the derech of tumah is on. It's going to be time on its way out. Yochel holat yelach atzara l'sarf b'mkoma. As Rabbi Yossi said, it's possible that it's not going to be time on its way out because there's something that I could do to prevent the tumah from going out. I could burn it in the spot. I could cut it up into small pieces. Uta ka'amrit, and the other half, and this is what's important for us. Uta ka'amrit tuma tumuna boka'as. I, the other sheet, what are the other aspect of the Tanakama? That tumas tumuna, if it's hidden tuma, what does hidden tuma mean? It's not in an ohel. It's just covered. Tuma is tumuna, if it wouldn't be in an ohel's height, it would go. I also argue on that, says Rabbi Yossi, tuma tumuna eno boka'as. That's the raya. So this is the raya from, we're interested in. Rabbi Yossi holds, he argues on what we hold. Rabbi Yossi holds that if tuma is covered by something that is not in ohel, that is not a tefach, it's still going to be held inside, and it's not going to be vitame its surroundings. Period. Okay, end of that section for a moment. Tosas and Eruvin on Daf Ayin Tes has an important ha'ara, and that is what Rabbi Yossi argues on Kever. Rabbi Yossi holds tumas, right? Tumas tumuna is always held in. What if you have a coffin? What if you have a coffin and it's not and it doesn't go? There's no space. There. Tosfos says he has to agree by kever. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Says Tosfos, I ain't testing my mouth. Vadam Rabbi Yossi. David Komo Haya Omidu Mamali Mibri Kever at home, Hyru Dafka Bekever, the Ksiv Kra, O Bekever, Shehamahil Al Hakever Tome, Avoba Almuks of Rabbi Yossi Deina Bakas Vitar. You have to say Rabbi Yossi holds that by a kever, that's a puzzle, you can't argue. That doesn't though reflect on the principle of Tumas Tumuna it's Bokas. Meaning, by a kever, even if it's Tumas Tumuna in a certain case where you don't have an ohel in between, like what's a regular case? Regular case of a kever, what a Kohen is not allowed to walk in a cemetery. He can't go over. If a person goes over a kever, he's Tumme Mace. Why? There's not an ohel, right? Why? Because there's not an ohel airspace in between anywhere, and therefore the Tumma goes straight up, and it's Matame, the person going over the kever. If there's an ohel there, so then it would be held in. But I thought Rabbi Yossi holds that even Tumas Tumuni is held in. Now he can't argue about a kever. It's a pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, right? That says that a kever is mitami ba'ohel. What? That's only if there's an ohel. It's hard to say that regular kever doesn't have that. It's hard to say that Rabbi Yossi argues on that. So that is why Tosfos said, thank you, that is an exception to the rule. Okay. How do you tell the difference? Any other tuma tumuna? If it's not a what would he define as kever? Is it dafka in the ground? Maybe in the ground kever, not dafka in any other areas. Because here's mace and here's mace. I don't think it has to do with a whole body. Maybe dafka in the ground. In the ground, that's kever that you wouldn't apply that to. If you remember something that we mentioned in a couple of other shiurim, and that is Rav Soloveitchik's ha'ara. That is where Tumas Mace, the pasuk that Tosfos quoted there, by Tumas Kever, that's an exception to the rule. The Rav talks about, that's interesting, if you look in Chukas, other Mefarshim don't point this out, there are 38 years, which the Rav calls the blackout years, that Parshas Chukas takes the place of. Right before Chukas is Parshas Korach. Parshas Korach happened in the second year of the Midbar. Right after Tumas Mace, the first half of Chukas, what's the first thing that happens? Miriam dies. That's in year 40. What happened from year 2 to year 40? That's missing in the Torah. We don't know anything that happened from year 2 to year 40 in the Torah. What did the Torah tell us? We only have halachas of Tumas Meis. That's the only thing that we have about those 38 years. Why is that used as the transition, so to speak, between year 2 and year 30 and year 40? Says the Rav, what were they doing all these 38 years? They were dealing with a philosophical problem. First of all, they're dealing with the fact that it was Hester Panim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not talk to Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. They for sure knew that. And they knew it was because of their fault. And they knew that all of their 20 to 60-year-olds had to die before they went into Mitzrayim. When left Mitzrayim, ultimately, they went into Eretz Yisrael. So what were they what philosophical issues they were dealing with? They were dealing with death. They were dealing with coming to grips with the fact that this is the destiny of man. What message did they have to get? Did they have to inculcate within themselves in these 38 years? That's dealing with death. Tumas Meis. What's Tumas Meis? Tumas Meis isn't just death. It's dealing. How did you deal with death? We have Tevila and we have Hazaah. The Rav points out that only Tumas Meis. It's the only type of Tuma that you need somebody else to help you to become Tahar. By all of the other Tumas, okay, Tsara'as, maybe that's going to the base of Mikdash. But really, the Tuma is gotten rid of by Mikvah. I go into the mikvah. I take charge. I take an active part in my tara process. I jump into the mikvah. That's tara. Yes, sometimes I have to bring a carbon the next day. That's mechusa kippurim. But that's for to eat karbanas. That's to go into the Beis HaMikdash. But the tara itself, only Tumas Meis. Why? Why is Tumas Meis the only one that you need somebody else? Because it's a reflection of the fact that I'm not in control. I recognize that I'm in control of the destiny of man on a personal level or on a national level, and that's what they were dealing with. The Rav says, that's Zos Chukas HaTorah, Adam Kiyomis Ba'ohel. The real Chok is death itself. It's not just the halachas of Parah Aduma. The real Chuk is death is intimated by a similarity of the phraseology in the text. This is in Reflections of the Rav, Volume 2. Zos Chukas HaTorah, Adam Kiyomis Ba'ohel. That itself, death is the mocking fate which awaits us all, a trauma of human helplessness which disturbs our existential serenity. You know who's talking. It is an absurdity which undoes all of man's rational planning, his dreams and hopes. We wonder, why should the foremost of God's creations have an awareness of his mortality and therefore live in a constant dread and distress in face of its inevitability? Death in the animal world is not tragic. The species is not diminished by the death of an individual. If a dog dies, the world doesn't come to an end. Even if somebody feels very close to their dog, right? My life goes on. Each person is a microcosm, an olam katan, an individuality with dignity, an original with worthiness. The chulu. That is why human death is so abhorrently ugly. And he continues, that's the difference between tefillah and hazah. And then he says at the end, the chapter of Paraduma is a bridge spanning events that happened 38 years apart. It is a somber reflection of those tragic years during which the Exodus generation, Yotzi Mitzrayim, was dying in the desert, making way for the generation of the desert, Dor HaMidbar, who were to enter the Holy Land. It is an appropriate transition. And he talks about it more. Anyway, so that's the puzzle. That Tosfos quotes that the Rabbi Yossi agrees, he has to agree that there is Tumas Meis by Kever, even though it's Tuma Tzimuna, but there he would have to agree that it goes up, because that's a pasuk in Chumash in Parshas Chukas. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara, Verami, at the seventh line or so. Verami to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi. So, right, so we should keep in mind that the more with these couple of dafim that we've had here, that we feel like we're somewhat drowning in Paraka Orva Harotev, to make sure the more we study it, the more it will become meaning for us, the clearer it'll get. I mean, right now we don't have as much time to study it, but the more we delve into it, we'll have a couple more daf left of the parak. The more we delve into it, the more we appreciate. That's any tumentara, in any aspect of something that is not halacha l'maisa, that we're not as familiar with. We just got to push ourselves more, and then it'll become clearer. Okay, anyway. V'rami de Rabbi Yossi, that was just a word from our sponsor, and now we go back to the Gemara. V'rami de Rabbi Yossi, we ask a stira within Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, what did we just prove from Rabbi Yossi, from this first Mishnah? Tumas Ritzutza, or Tumas Tumuna, does not go up. It's held in also. The question is, what about the following Mishnah? V'rami de Rabbi Yossi, that's not another Mishnah in Aholus. Speaking of dogs, a dog that ate a piece of a dead body. So we're talking about Tumas Oel here, a kelev. And umes hakelev, let's say we're talking about Izebel, right? Izebel, who was cursed, Achav's wife, that her body was going to be eaten by dogs. So let's say, I mean, her body is still Tumas Meis, even though she's a Risha'a. So that's the case. A kelev that eats Tumas Meis, and then the kelev dies. Kelev dies. What's that important for the kelev to die? If the kelev was alive, then the animal holds in the tumma. Because an animal that's alive is not metame, right? An animal cannot become tame. Only a human being alive can become tame. An animal alive cannot become or transfer tumma. Only a dead animal. Only the animal could do that. So if the animal dies. So while the animal's alive, it is a chatitza. It prevents the tumma from going anywhere. The animal dies, umuto ala eskopa, and it drops dead on the door, on the threshold of your house. Its mom is lying there on the threshold. This dog with shaza has a piece of dead body in it, and the Me'iri points out here, it swallowed it. And the Me'iri points out here that if you look at the end of that Mishnah in Aulus, we're talking about within 3 days of being swallowed. After that, it's totally digested, and it doesn't have the status of mace yet anymore. So we're talking about within 3 days.
The dead dog itself is not
matame. The dead dog is not matame because it is it's a dead dog. It's not the one of the Shmona Shrusim, and it's not. Anyway, so Kel Shachab Sar Mesa Kel. I'm sorry. It could be matame b'maga, but not ba'ohel. Right, it's a nevela. It's a nevela, but nevela is not matame ba'ohel. It's a matame b'maga, but we're talking about Tumas Ohel here. So the dog dies, and has the piece of mace inside, and it's on your doorway. So four different shitas. What the halacha is here? You don't think it's so exciting for a dog to die on your doorway, but there's four different shitas. Rabbi Meir Omer, number one. Im yesh b'tzavar aposeach tefach. If there is a tefach, it has a very large neck. So there's a tefach, high height, in the neck of the animal. So, how do you measure that? So we'll talk more about it soon. But the Mefarshim in that Mishnah in Olah says, well, you go by the circumference. How do you measure the height? You go by the circumference. If the circumference is 3, so you know the height is 1. Right? Sounds pretty similar to pi. Pi, so pi, we know pi, we know. Right? We know pi is 3.14. We discussed this back in Erevin, way back when, that the Chazal, the Gemara assumes there, and in Sukkah, it also came up. The Gemara assumes that 3. So, did the Gemara really think it was 3? Did the Gemara just round off? 3.143 in those days, pretty close before the, but anyway, so it's about 3. So 3 to 1, they said the circumference to the diameter of a circle. So that's what the Rosh there says in Aulis, that if you're Makiv 3, so then the diameter is going to be 1. That's how you measure it. But anyway, so Meir says, if it has a Tevach, so maybe it's a Tumah. That it's going to bring the Tumah to the house, because, it brings the tumah. Look at Rashi on the last few skinny lines. Mishum de dofno ha elyon ma'ahil ala tumah veroshu asheni mamshich ha oel labayis veyotze derech piv labayis ve'af agav de'ein la'ol shachal alo tefach sabra meir de mamshich hoel v'rach bo tefach. Height, width, as long as it has a tefach in any direction, that is good enough to bring the tumah out to the entire oel. But if not, it does not bring the tumah. That's Rabbi Shita, which we're not really focused on now. Rabbi Yossi Omer, that's the one we need. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rowan, you see where the dog is. Mikneged hashakuf alafnim avayis tamei. Mikneged hashakuf alachuv avayis tar. Sounds like from Rabbi Yossi. Sounds like from Rabbi Yossi. It depends where the tumah actually is. From the it's been hashakuf alafnim, then the house is tamei. But the alachuv, the house is tar. The Havamina here is, as we'll see, Rashi explains here, Rav Yossi is commenting, L'chumra. He's going on the case where, even if the Tzavar is not Poseach Tefach, you still go by where the Tumah is. If the Tumah is inside, it's going to be Matamah the house, which itself already is the problem with Rav Yossi Shita, the Stira, because we just said Rav Yossi holds that Tumah that's Ritzutza, Tumah that's Tumuna, is held in. And here, Rav Yossi seems to be saying that if the Tumah is inside, it goes up as Matamah the house. And we think that Rav Yossi is going on the case where there is not a Tefach. So that's the Havamina. Obviously, that's going to be rejected the Maskana.
Cease to be in the stomach and it'd be Ritzutza.
Sorry? Oh, but if it even on its way out, if it's, it wouldn't be Ritzutza. Rabbi Elazar Omer, different Shita. Piv lifnim habayis tahar. If the dog is facing in, then the house is tahar. Piv lachutz habayis tamei. Piv lachutz, if it's facing lachutz, the house is tamei. Why? Mebnesha tuma yotza derach shulav. Because sof tumah latzeis is going to come out of the rectum of the animal. It's not going to come out of the mouth of the animal. It's normal waste. So therefore, sof tumah latzeis, Rabbi Elazar holds, depends which way the dog is facing. It's going to go out the bottom of the dog and not the front of the dog. Ask the Mishnah Achron, and maybe this is what Mati is bothered by. I see it in your eyes. The dog is dead. It's not going anywhere.
Well, I wasn't worried about that. But
okay.
Waste is not.
It depends if it's within 3 days. If it's within 3 days, it still has the status. You're already after 3 days, then it's nothing.
No, but actual waste is excluded.
Right?
Didn't we have before that?
I don't remember. Right. Remember, it might have to be if it still has the status of some type of the item. So the Mishnah Achrona there in Aholus, one of the great commentaries on Aholus, he says the afilu hashak el meis they ain't so falatzes. Nothing's coming out of this dog anymore. Right? Kiva de Bishas Achila Hayasofa Latzes Kfar Baosa Sha'a Hishkima Hatuma Latami Nekav Yitziyaso. That's the Chiddush. Sofa Tuma Latzes is already determined earlier. You don't go by where the animal died, or the animal, you go by even earlier. Right when the Tuma gets inside this dog, you could already determine Sofa Tuma Latzes. The Kiva Shaha Nekav Betocha Bayis Havikila. The Tuma is there. It's just its derech out is not determined yet, but you can already determine its way out. This is going out of the dog. It's going out of the dog derech shulav, and therefore it's already a piece of mace here. The tumah is already here. It's not like a live person that's in a house. Okay, we determine which door he's going to go while he's still alive. No, you have a piece of mace here. Just the dog's alive. Its container is alive. So that's why the Mishnah Achrona says you can already determine it. It's already determined beforehand, b'shas achila. The Maharaz Chayes makes the same comment right here on our Gemara without quoting the Mishnah Achrona. That's the third shita. Well, it goes by which way the dog is facing.
Should be while it's alive.
Sorry?
Should be when it's facing while it's
alive. While it's alive, but then it's chotzeis b'fnei atuma.
Okay.
It has something that's not makabel tuma. So it's not makabel tuma is surrounding it.
Okay, but it's
still tuma latzeis, so it's... The Pesach is determined even though it's not matame yet.
So it should depend on where he was facing when he was...
I hear you. You're trying to say, you're trying to have it both ways. If the tumah does not go out yet, But yet you could determine it's derech yitzia. Right, that's the chiddush. That's a chiddush here. Finally, the last shita, and then we'll get back to Rabbi Yossi, which is the one we're interested in. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, benkach uvenkach abayis tamei. No, no. Whichever way the dog is facing is tamei. Why? Because the Beseira says, what? Sometimes the dog throws up. Sometimes it goes out one way. Sometimes it goes out the other way. Wait, so it's determining what the actions of a dog. So anyway, it is, it's tamei. Anyway, but getting back to our raya, my law now asks the Gemara, ain b'tzavara poseach tefach koi, isn't Rabbi Yossi commenting, Rabbi Yossi was shita number two, isn't he commenting on the case where you don't have a tefach space? So it's tuma tumuna, our case. And yet he says the tum is going to go out, Rabbi Yossi, koi Rabbi Yossi, v'shramina tumas tumuna bokas, and therefore this is a steer in Rabbi Yossi, because he has the tuma, wherever it is going to be matame. So Amar Rava, no. We're misunderstanding Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is going on the case of Yeshbo Poseach Tefach. And he is not being Machmir, he's being Mako. Rabbi Yossi is being Mako, and he's really arguing on two things the Tanakhama says. Gotta add in a lot of words here. Amar Rava, Rowin es Chalo Hatumaktani. What he's focusing on, you have to add in, is he's arguing on Rameyer, the Frushita, as saying you have to have a Tefach space. Meaning what? What was Rameyer Shita? Rav Meir says you need a tefach space, but the Gemara assumes Rav Meir was saying you could include the thickness of the flesh of the animal itself. The flesh, the bones, you're allowed to include that as hollowed area to get your tefach space. You're allowed to include that. Why? Tosas points out, it's based on a shita of Rav Meir elsewhere in a totally different context from Masechas Erevin. Chokekin Lahashlim. There was a case of Masechas Erevin, remember those two words? Because in Erevin, where the Gemara talked about, you have a doorway, an arched doorway, and the bottom of the doorway was wide enough to be chayv and mezuzah, but as it went up, it got skinnier. So a mayor says you're still chayv and mezuzah higher up. Why? What's called chokekin Lahashlim. You're allowed to carve out chokek Lahashlim to be mashlim the shear, even if it's not fully the shear on top, you're allowed to envision that it's totally, it's open, it's engraved out, it's carved out, so it's chayv and mezuzah even higher up. That was a sugya of chokekin lahashlim in Maseches Erevin. Tosfos says that's Rameir Lashitasa right here. Rameir's going on the sugya, even though the tefach has flesh and bones, you still use the principle of chokekin lahashlim. And Rabbi Yossi is arguing on that. No, no, no. You need a tefach of the airspace totally. That's number one argument that Rabbi Yossi holds. And then Rabbi Yossi argues on something else. Let's see in a minute. Rabbi Yossi Matarati Pollock, and Rabbi Yossi is arguing on two things. But again, he's talking about the case of Yesh Tefach. Because if it was Ein Bo Tefach, so then that would be Tumah Ritzus, that would be held in. So if a Kamalei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir is saying as follows. Dik Ka'amri Ki Yesh Bitzavara Poseach Tefach. Maybe it's a Tumah, that which you said that if there's an opening as wide in the neck, a Poseach Tefach, that's maybe the Tumah, Anan Basach Halal Azlinan. We go by the airspace. You can't include all the thickness of the bones and the flesh. Udeka amrit, and that which you said, a second machlokas, deka amrit, see on the side, al ha iskopa kula tame, you, Rabbi Meir, held that the iskopa, the threshold itself, is all considered inside the house? I argue on that. I go by, you have to split it. The door itself closes somewhere on the middle of the iskopa. That's the demarcation line, right there. Mikinegar ha-shakuf ha-lefnim ha-bayis tamei, only where the shakuf is, not the mashkuf, that's the whole threshold. The shakuf is where the door hits on that spot, that area, and in ha-bayis tamei, mikinegar ha-shakuf ha-lechutz ha-bayis tahar, and from the shakuf going out, the bayis is tahar. And Rav Acha b'rei, the Rav Masi Lebedya, he learns it beferish. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rowan, it's a chalal atuma. Right, that's what Rabbi Yossi is focusing on. You look at the airspace of the Tumah, he has that law shown in the Mishnah. Period. Okay, either way, Lamaisa, answer the stira. There is no stira in the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi does hold, Lamaskana, that Tumas Ritzutza, or Tumas Tumuna, prevents the Tumah from going out, just like we hold. If there is an Ohel, Rabbi Yossi holds that way, even if there's no Ohel. Period. Okay, next section now. There is a Reb Chaim. I'm not going to read it inside to save time, but Reb Chaim in the Grach al Hashas in Simen Reish Pei Aleph, he notes, why do you need a tefach? Why do you need a tefach? He says, the tefach, I'll just read it to you from the second half of Reb Chaim. The reason that one needs a tefach, Reb Chaim says, Ha'im zehu shir b'chalal shedarko yechola hatuma la'avar? Is it because that's the shear in the airspace? or that's the shear in a Pesach. Not just the airspace that you need for the tumah to transfer through, but it's the din of a Pesach. It's not called a Pesach unless it has a tefach airspace. L'may nafgamina, what if you're not talking about a Pesach? The tumah is going through something that's not called a Pesach. For example, a window, a chalon. And he quotes Mishnayos and Aulos that a chalon can transfer the tumah even if it's not a tefach high. Possibly in certain cases. So if you focus on those sources, you might say that the tefach is a shear in Pesach, is not a shear in the area needed to transfer the tumah. He goes back and forth, but that's his chakira, why you would need a tefach in those cases. Okay. And so Chaim, you can look more there. Okay, below it, now let's continue. Second to last line. So now we're going back to something that, according to Rashi Shita, we're going to go with Rashi, Tosfos argues, but we're going to go with Rashi Shita. Uman Tana Tepala Galei. Who argues? If you're just reading the Gemara, you would think who argues with the Riosi. But Rashi says we're not going back on what we were just talking about. We're going back on something from yesterday. Yesterday we said there was a machlokas, a lot of lumdis related to this. Hopefully we'll talk about it one day. Whether there is an affinity, a connection between Tumas Ohel and Tumas Negiya. We said yesterday as a machlokas whether it's shame echad or shtei shemus. We said there's a Tana there that says that nogeya could be an ohel. Ohel is a form of negiya. That's what we said at the top of yesterday Amud Beis. Whether it could be mitztaref, negiya, and ohel. So the Gemara says, who argues on that shita? See the bottom line in Rashi. Earlier we said that there's a shita that says, if I'm touching half a gezias of a mace, and I'm under an ohel with a half a gezias of a mace, I'm tameh. They could be combined, because negiya and ohel can combine. So who argues on that? That was also Rabbi Yossi, but a different Rabbi Yossi. That was Rabbi Yossi that Takari Ol Noge. Who argues on that? Rabbi Shimon, he is Rabbi Shimon. Tatani Rabbi Shimon Omer. Because Rabbi Shimon says, Shalosh Tumos Poshos Min Ameis. There are three tumas that are separate from Ameis. What does this mean? Rashi quotes, there are many parts of Ameis that can be Metame Ba'ohel. And Metame in other ways. Many parts of Ameis. You could have a kezias of flesh. You could have a bone the size of a barley seed. You could have a spoonful of crushed ashes of Ameis. All of these, you could have a revius of dam. All of these are from Ameis and are Metame. Most items from Ameis are Metame in three ways. As we know, Bemaga, Bemasa, and Be'ohel. Most items from Ameis are Metame in all three ways. There are three items that are only Metame in two out of three ways. That's what this Mishnah is telling me. There are three items. All the other items are Matami in all three ways. But there are three items that are only Matami two out of three. What are those? Shalosh Tumas Parshos Ben Ameis. Shtayim Bekolachas. Two of them are Matami in two ways. Ushlish Zayim Behen. And the third way, they are not Matami. Ve'eluin, what are they? Mole Tarvad Rekev. A spoonful of Rekev. That's rotted mace. The etzem kisaora and the bone, the size of a barley seed. The gol of a dofik. Gol of a dofik go together. Machlok is what that is. We'll go with Rashi Pshat. That basically means the coffin. The golel is the cover of the coffin, and the dofik are the walls of the coffin. That's Rashi Shita. Tosfos elsewhere says that it maybe means the gravestone itself. But those are the three. So let's see. So Mali Tarvad, Rekev. So the spoonful of rotted mace, mitame bamasa uba oel. It can be mitame you by carrying it. If you carry it, even if you don't touch it, or ba'ohel. If that's in an ohel with you, that's matame. Ve'ena matame b'maga, but it's not matame you b'maga. Why? Rashi explains. Because if you have a bunch of ashes, a bunch of rot, you can't touch it all at once. Like we spoke about also, if you touch one part of the pile of ashes of rotted flesh, so then you're not touching the other part, because it's all tiny little granules. It's all separate. So it's not going to be matame b'maga. The Hechen Mago, where is it in the time of Mago? Machas Mien, one of the other two. Right, Tumas Maga doesn't apply, though, to Mali Tarvad Rekav. That's number one. By the way, that already is our Raya. Because you see, there's a contrast between Ohel and Maga. Right, and that's against the Shita from yesterday that says, no, Maga can mean Ohel. Can mean only with a small Ohel. Okay, that's already the Raya. Anyway, but we finished first. So Mali Tarvad Rekav is those two out of three. Atzam Kissa Ora, Metame Ba'asa Ba'maga, Ve'en Metame Ba'ohel. If you have a bone, again, a bone without flesh on it, the size of a barley seed, that's Metame Ba'maga and Ba'masa, touching it and carrying it, but it's not Metame Ba'ohel, that is a Halacha L'moshe Misinai. That Atzam Kissa Ora is not Metame Ba'ohel. Ve'echan Olo, where is Tumas Ohel? Imachas Man, and one of the other ones. Gola v'dofek, v'tami b'magba ohel, v'ino v'tami b'masa. Gola and dofek are only metame by touching it and by ohel. If you go over the grave, it's metame b'ohel, but it's not metame b'masa. V'echan maso im echan mehen, in one of the others. Right? That's also halacha Moshe v'Sinai, Rashi says. There's a machlokas rishonim. Is the gola and the dofek metame even when it's not being used? Let's say a coffin that had a mace in it, and now it doesn't have a mace in it anymore. Is that metame b'mace? Lachalamaisa. Let's say they use the coffin. They're like, oh no, we got a Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, what happens when people are brought to Eretz Yisrael to be buried? They come in a coffin, right? Because that's the legal and also just the transfer. And then when they get here, they take them out. So what's the halacha of that coffin? According to Rashi, that's gola v'dofek. So is that metame b'mace now? So that this Rashi, but I'll read it to you from the Rashba. The Rashban and Tshuva, where they ask this question. Even if it's separated from the mace, isn't it metame? The Rashban and Rashi say clearly yes. It's just like Cherev Harayu Kecholol. We know the halacha is. That's what the Rashban compares it to. If you have a sword that's in a dead body, the Pasuk says in Parshas Chukas, that has the status of the dead body itself. Cherev, that's an avi avosatuma. And that's metame to make things avatuma. Says the Rashban and Tshuva, Aleph Tuf Ayin Vav. Gol v'dofek mitamin b'ol bifnei atzman kemes atzmo af beprushin min hakever de kol shenasa gol v'dofek lekever miyad chazru latame b'maga uba'ol ukedivir b'lozer af b'masa v'harein kecherev v'shem adifi mecherev mikol makom kederach shacher mitame shelo b'chiburin el makiv shenaga b'mes afilo pireish af gol v'dofek kain. The Rashba says that clearly that the gol v'dofek are mitame even when they're not next to a mace. Anymore. That is the Shita of the Rashba. That's the Shita of Rashi and Erevin as well. That's an important Shita to be aware of. What about Tosfos Shita of Gola and Dofek? The gravestone, the Matseva? That would be a bigger Kiddush. If somebody gets a new Matseva, right, then they remove that. Is a Matseva itself, is that Matame, B'mago, Masava, Oel, all the other ones? Again, you have to look in the postgame. That's an interesting discussion. Halacha Lamaisa. Archaeology. Archaeology size, right. We have a lot of these... But to know that they're Jewish. Okay, even if they're not Jewish, they're Tami B'maga. Maga B'masa, I think. Maga, for sure. Okay. Vayter. Says the Gemara, Kul Yis Nevela V'Kul Yis Hasheretz V'Chulu. Kul Yis, if you remember the case, these were the cases of the bones, the thigh bones of the Nevela and Sheretz, that were closed. The Gemara closed. They had meat in there, marrow inside of it. So are these bones Matame? So Tana Rabbanan. Bin Nevela Sabalo B'Kul Yis Stuma. A Nevela is Tame, but if it's a closed bone with marrow inside, it's not Matame. Yochav Ilo Nikba, you might think it's Tahar, even if it has a little hole in it. Tamalomar, Hanogea Yitma. No, Hanogea, if you touch it, it's Tame. Es She'efsha Liga Tame, Ves She'efsha Liga Tar. If it's able to touch what's inside, so then it's going to be Matame, even if it's a tiny little hole. The Tumah is going to go out, Nevela. Armalei Reb Zeira Liabaya. Elameata behema ba'ora lo tatame. Says Rav Zeira to Abaye, 1 second. A behema in its skin then shouldn't be matame. And avela dies. The animal, the whole flesh is inside the skin. Isn't that a cover also? So the Gemara says, no, come on. Pukhazi kind of cover me, Yishbat. There are a lot of holes. A lot of holes to get to the flesh. How about the eyes, the nose, the ears, and besides all the other holes? A lot of holes. So that's not comparable. Amalei Rav Abba Rava Elameata Kulya Bechalba Lo Tatame. Rav Abba says to Rava, 1 second, what about kidneys? That's totally surrounded by fat. Also, it shouldn't be Matame. So again, Tachazik Amachutin Imshachan Emena. No, a lot of pieces of flesh, little strands of flesh come out that is not covered. And therefore, that will be Matame also. Period. Bar Rav Oshia, finishing up till the Mishnah. Chishe V'lo V'nakba V'lo Nikba Mahu. What happens if I thought about making a hole in the bone, but I didn't make a hole yet? Is Machshava enough? We know by a lot of Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, Machshava is enough to create a status for Gemar Malachas. So what about here? Mechusar Nekiva K'mechusar Maisa Dami. Do I say, if it doesn't have a hole yet, then it's like it's lacking a Maisa, and therefore it's not going to be Tame? Olo or not? So Hadar Pashto, we prove it afterwards. Mechusar Nekiva, Lavka Mechusar Maisa Dami. We say, no, Mechusar Nekiva is not like Mechusar Maisa, and it is good enough. It is good enough, and we say it is Tame. Period. Okay, one of the most exciting Mishnayos in Chulin, coming up right here. Says the Mishnah, I'm not joking. If somebody has an egg of a sheretz that was murukemet, that means it was already formed. A sheretz that was already formed that died inside the egg. So why is this here? Because we're talking about items inside. Totally inside. It's an egg. So tar, it's tar. because, again, it's a nevela inside. Nevela sheretz is inside the egg. It can't get out. So it's tar. That's not the most exciting part. You'll see. Nikva kol shu tame. But if it gets a little hole in it, it is tame. Fine. Here we go. Ach bar shechetzio basar vechetzio adama. You have a mouse that's half animal, half ground. Wow. You have a mouse like that? That's half connected to the ground and it's half animal. Hanogea bebasar tame. If you touch the flesh part of the animal, that's neve, and it died. So, hanogea bebasar tame. If you touch his flesh, you tame. Tame sevela. But adama tahar. If you touch the ground part of it, tahar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afanogea badama shikanegana basar tame. Even if you touch the ground next to where the basar is, we'll talk more about this in the Gemara, also tame, because that's already considered animal. Wow. There are animals like this. Rashi says, second to last skinny line. Yesh min achbar she'eno para v'rava ela me'atzmo notzar me'adama. Whoa. There's a mouse that does not come from regular procreation among species of animals. It comes from the ground. Ka'ashpa ha'mashretes tola'im. Just like bugs, spontaneous generation comes from rotting fruit, so too, this achbar comes from the ground. V'madayin lo nivra ha'achbar elatido echarei. Then he talks about something the Gemara is going to talk about. That's Rashi. Right, it comes from the ground. Says the Rambam. What do you think the Rambam is going to say about this? Pirshei Mishnah is right here. V'hu inyan mefursam ma'od. This is very famous. Ein mispar l'rov ha'magidim li she'ra'u zeh. I can't tell you how many people have told me that they've seen this. Afal pi she'metzias ba'alachayim kazeh davar matmiya. V'lo nodas botayna b'shem panim. I have no idea. I've never seen one, said the Rambam, but a lot of people tell me that they've seen one. That's the Rambam right here. If you look in the Mefarshim on Mishnayis here, Tiferes Yisrael on Tosas Yantif, the Tiferes Yisrael first, this is a quoted Tiferes Yisrael, probably the most quoted one from all Meseches Chulin. L'chor Tamua says, when do you ever have this? So 2 points, he says. Number one, he says, Ra'isi lahaskar kan masha matati kasa b'sefer Ashkenazi, a German sefer, book. Shechim be'chacham echan b'forsam b'chachmei ha'umos v'shmo link. He quotes Link, some German wise person. B'sefer ha'nikra Orvalat. Chelak Aleph Omer 327. You can check it up. Shenimsa Briya Kazos Be'eretz Mitzrayim. V'nikreis Achmar Hubosh Mitzrayim. Dipus Yakulus. Asher Chelak Shalafaneha Rosh V'chazeh V'yadeh Mutuam Yafeh. The front of the animal is pure, perfectly formed. V'achoreha Adayin Megulmim B'rigvei Aretz. It's part of the ground. Ad Achar Eze Yamim Tishafech Kulo Labasar. After a couple of days until it turns fully to a flesh, Va'amar Marabu Masech Hashem. Right? I don't know if Link said that, or he's saying that, but he says, you look in the German books, and he said, and then you look at the Tosfos Yantov, says, this animal proves my sabracious. Wow, my sabracious. V'zemol daiti taina gadola al ma'amini akadimus. Why? Because you see my sabracious in front of you. You see, what did happen to my sabracious? The animals were formed from the ground. Here's one that's formed from the ground. Haraya, everything else, says the Tiferes Yisrael. I don't understand. My sabracious was yesh me'ayin, and this is yesh me'yesh. So he says, no. It's still a raya. Because, bahadomim imbo shumchius. V'yavavi yishav menuchai, going from inanimate to animate objects. That's still yesh me'ayin, basically. You can go, you can't go from yesh me'ev. Is that dugmas my sabracious? Shenotsu kula me'ha adama. Kamasha kazev. Totsi aris nefesh chai lamina. Right, so that is the different, that's a lot, but again, that's Tosas Yantif, Tiferes Yisrael. If you look in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Aleph, the Maritz Chayes points this out, you look there, one of the riyas for Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah is this animal. This animal. If you have something, I didn't bring the Gemara. If you have something that's semial, that comes from the ground, but by animals, surely that was never alive before. Surely something that was alive before and went into the ground, surely it will be able to be formed. Based on this, and then we'll finish, the Mordechai right here says, and this Mishnah helps us explain the birds. I don't know what birds he's talking about. The Mordechai says there is a kind of birds that are formed from trees, that are connected to the tree by their beak. It's right here in the Mordechai. Tough. Shin Lamed Hey, you can look it up. Ophos Hakadelim Be'ilon. He's taught, and Be'ilon means in the Elon. Yeah, and he talks about, does Yesh Omrim, do they need Shechita? Is it considered a tree or a plant? Right, Yesh Omrim, She'ein Tunim Shechita, if She'ein Aparim V'Rabin, V'Havi Ke'etz Ba'alma. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, he heard from Rabbeinu Tam that they require Shechita. That's the whole discussion here. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this about birds. You can look it up in Yaradeya. Pei Dalet Tesvav. Pei Dalet Tesvav, Machlokas Rishonim, whether whether it's a sheretz, therefore shechita won't work. Whether it's a tree, you don't even need shechita. Or whether in the middle, it's like an animal, you need shechita. Anyway, he has this from this Gemara. We'll stop here. Enjoy thinking about achbar, chetzia behema, chetzia adama for the rest of the day. Okay, we'll stop here, and Beis Hashem, we will continue.